Hey everyone, this is Akaimi McCoy, and I am the Christian therapist. And I just want you to know that anything shared on this podcast is for educational purposes only and should not be a replacement for therapy with a licensed mental health professional. All right, sit back and relax. Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to this week's episode in Understanding Your Why. You know, today I had this revelation that was revealed to me, a revelation about my why, trying to figure out why I do the things I do. Why do I go after certain goals and achievements? What's the purpose of it? I remember when I was a lot younger, I thought that if I got into a certain type of relationship with a certain type of person, that I would be so fulfilled and so satisfied in that type of relationship, and I would probably not want for anything else. And I would be so happy in that relationship. I know I'm not the only one. But then after being in the relationship or having a relationship start, I start feeling unfulfilled, and I start feeling like I want something different, or I want something more, or it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. And then sometimes I'm questioning why I'm in a relationship, and I'm thinking about how to get out of the relationship. Well, the same thing goes for achieving property or getting more money or getting a different type of job. We'll go through life thinking that these things will satisfy us. What about the work that we do? We're in these jobs and we're doing this type of work and we're laboring 40 hours or more a week for some of us. And we're thinking that this type of job, if I make this amount of money, get these benefits, I'm going to be so happy. And then we get the job, we get the benefits, we get all of those things, and yet still not satisfied. So why do you think that is? Well, you know, I don't have all the answers to that. Nobody really does. But one thing that I'm starting to learn, especially now that I am very much in the Word of God, is in the book of Ecclesiastes, it tells us that it's like vanity and grasping for the wind. Everything that we're doing is like we're trying to get more. But the thing is we can't hold on to it, and we're not going to be satisfied with it once we get it, because the purpose of getting it is not right. It's not always God-centered. Half of the things that we go after is not centered around God, nor is it centered around serving somebody else. So what is your why? Why are you doing what you're doing? In Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 3, it says, "What profit has a man from all his labor in which he has under the sun, which he has toiled under the sun?" See, the thing is, we believe that things will make us happy. Other people will make us happy. But the thing is, other people and things will not make us happy. We might find some enjoyment out of it. We might feel good at the moment, but those are not what's going to satisfy our lives. Here's the other thing. Think about when people get really thirsty. They believe that, let me get this soda because I'm so thirsty. Let me get this drink because I'm so thirsty. You know, but in all reality, the only thing that truly quenches a thirst is water. But in our mind, we believe that something else is going to do it. But water is what we really need. Water is what the body needs. But in our mind, we're thinking that I'm thirsty, give me something to drink, and that's going to satisfy me. But it doesn't. The same thing with the things that we go after. They are not a permanent satisfaction. They're not going to permanently satisfy us. If it is not something that is centered around God, we're chasing after the wind. We're trying to grab hold to the wind. And we all know that's not possible. Now let's take a look at somebody that is very well off, you know, that is extremely rich, like a millionaire or something, or billionaire. These people have labored and worked and achieved and inherited and fallen on, you know, good luck, or they worked hard to get what they have. Some of them have. But when you look at their lives, and we're really only looking from the outside because we don't really know what's going on, but there are still those people that seem to have so much, and yet they're still not happy. They still do not feel fulfilled. Some of them admit that. So if they have everything that there is to have, and yet they're not happy, what does that tell us? Again, money does not make us happy. Having more stuff does not make us happy. But if we continue to believe that lie, then we'll always be grasping at the wind. In verse 14 of chapter 1 in Ecclesiastes, it says, I have seen all the works that are done under the sun, and indeed, all is vanity and grasping for the wind. See, you think about somebody that loves shoes or loves clothes, and they shop, shop, shop. They are always shopping, always looking for the next pair of shoes, always looking for the next outfit, or somebody that is constantly changing their hair and they wearing so many different wigs and makeup, and they're constantly trying to find something that they're going to be satisfied with, you know, to change their appearance or to look the best that they can look. But in all reality, when you actually have conversations with these people, they're not happy, but they're chasing after something thinking that it's going to make them happy. See, more things only causes more pain. The more we get, the more pain we, you know, get along with that. And I know that to be a true thing because I remember receiving so many things that, you know, I always thought I wanted. And then after getting them, I'm sitting back and wondering, why am I still sad? Why am I not happy with what I have? Why am I not content with the things that I have achieved? What is it that I'm still looking for? Why am I still trying to achieve more and more and more? But if I think about it, the things that I'm trying to achieve is only to benefit me. So I guess there has to be a change in what I'm going after. And the only way to make that change is to have a talk with God. You know, what does He want me to do? Is my life centered around Him? Because a God-centered life is the only way to receive full satisfaction. And to search for it in other things or people or places is, again, like grasping at the wind. Now I'm getting ready to read off some scriptures that may appear to be talking about things that we don't utilize. Just replace it with things in today's language. So the next scripture I'm going to read is in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 10. And it says, he who loves silver will not be satisfied with silver, nor he who loves abundance with increase. This is also vanity. So when we're talking about silver in this scripture, we can just say money. He who has money will not be satisfied with money. Because in reality, that does not bring satisfaction. And somebody that has to have more and more and more and more, guess what? Even though they have an increase, they're still not satisfied because they're still looking for satisfaction in the wrong things. Chapter 4, verse 4 says, "Again, I saw that for all toil and every skillful work, a man is envied by his neighbor. This also is vanity and grasping for the wind." We look at other people and we see their lives and they see the skills and the things that they're good at, and we're envying them because we're not satisfied with what it is that we're doing. Always looking to do more, always looking to get more, always looking to be somebody that we're not supposed to be, because we can only be ourselves anyway. The skills that we have are our skills that we have. The gifts that we have are our gifts to be utilized to serve somebody else. Every gift we have, every skill we have is to serve someone else. Everything that I learn is for me to teach somebody else. You know, when I do therapy with people and I do trainings with people, the only thing that I'm hoping to really achieve is their satisfaction with the service that I provided. That is how I feel satisfied in the work that I do, because I don't want them to leave not satisfied. But the thing is, they're not going to be satisfied unless they do the work. And I'm not going to be satisfied with them as a client unless I see that they're trying to make the changes. But I don't put all of my satisfaction and my thoughts and hopes for satisfaction in my clients, because they will not do exactly what I want them to do. And I shouldn't have that expectation anyway. I'm only there to please God. And that is how my outlook on things are now, even though they weren't that way before. Because people will disappoint you. Things will disappoint you. The more stuff that you get, at some point in time, it's not going to be as exciting to have as you thought it would be. So you have to put your hopes and your satisfaction in the only thing that's going to truly give you satisfaction, and that's God. So I'm going to leave you with this. "For a dream comes through much activity, and a fool's voice is known by his many words." So that's in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 3. And what that means to me is the only way that I'm going to put my money where my mouth is, so to speak, is to get out there and do something. And do something for someone else. Because my satisfaction is not going to come from me getting things for myself. My satisfaction is going to come from me helping someone else, serving someone else, not talking about it, but being about it and being my authentic self, using the gifts and the talents and the skills that I have to do what God would want me to do, making my life God-centered in everything that I do. Well, I hope something in here that I've said, something in this podcast, sparks an interest or plants a seed, because it did for me when I read it. So until the next time, good mental health and good spiritual health. Y'all take care. You can find me on my website at www.life-counseling-transitions.com or AkayamiMcCoy.com or on Twitter at Akayami Listens. Thank you. Feel free to share and feel free to leave a voice message if you so choose.